Well, I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by former Finn Harps captain Keith Cowan. Keith, I guess we'll start with the games on Friday night, and Finn Harps beat second place St Pat's. What do you make of that game?
Oh yeah, Friday night was a real cracker as far as Finn Harps fans are concerned. It's all about one man really, Tunde Olalie. You know, he's got three goals on Friday night and give Harps a well worth a win. You know, they were great value for it. He started the game so well. Harps started so well on 12 minutes. I know, a great ball that was played in the space cleverly by Ryan Connolly. He's nodded it in. Olalie's picked it up on the left side, on the left-hand side. He's cut in onto his right foot, and he's smashing it in the far corner to give Harps a 1-0 lead. It was short-lived, however. Chris Forrester got Pats back on level terms from the penalty spot. Barry McNamee was a joy to have handled the ball. There wasn't too many people in the ground that actually thought it was a penalty, but the referees pointed to the spot. Forrester's knocked it home, and that's put Pat's level. Just before the break, it's that man again, Olalie. Great ball in the line from Barry McNamee. Has put Olalie into space. He still has a lot of work to do on the right-hand side. He cuts in, shows great skill, great feet to get past two Pat's defenders, and he smashes the ball across the Pat's keeper into the far corner. So that's Harps two up 2-1 at the break. So that's them well deserved up at that stage of the game into the second half. And again, a great ball from Connolly, defense splitting pass. The Olalie has timed his run absolutely perfectly. Big Belgian gets onto it, carries it through, rounds the keeper, and puts Harps three up, and that's his third goal. That's his hat trick as well. St Pat's had a few chances in the closing stages. One came back off the frame of the goal, but other than that, Harps were really well organised. They saw the game out really well, and that's a finish. 3-1 Harps moves them up to seventh. You know, there was a lot of great performances on the night. Ethan Boyle, Webster, the captain, Connolly, as I mentioned, they're providing two goals. McNamee as well. Mark Coyle, it was a great comprehensive 3-1 win.
Yeah, it was a great team performance. As you mentioned, a hat-trick for Tunde Olalie. That will surely fill him with so much confidence for the next coming weeks.
Yeah, you know, and it's going to be needed. Like, I think it's when they have been doing so well recently, and, you know, a lot of clean sheets and a lot of great performances. You know, he's only managed two goals all season, but to pick up three against Pat, you know, Pat's in second place in the league, and, you know, a really strong outfit this year, but that'll give him huge confidence. He's been playing so well over the last few weeks. You know, he's been working so hard, and, you know, really been a real nightmare for defenders with his work rate and his challenging and hustling. So it was great to see him get three goals, and most importantly, get 3 points for Finn Harps.
Yeah, you mentioned that was an important win. That's especially after Waterford beat Longford.
Yeah, you know, obviously Waterford, a great win for them against Longford, which, you know, seem to be the kind of the whipping boys of the league, unfortunately, this year for them. It was another great performance from Waterford. They continue their good run of form in the league. As I say, against Longford, who have only managed one win all season. Kane Cavan opened the scoring for them in 36 minutes. Dean Williams levelled for the visitors on 47. You know what, Cavan then again has an opportunity to put Waterford ahead from the spot on 51 minutes, but he sees his penalty saved by Lee Stacey and the Longford goal. But John Martin was quickest to react and puts Waterford 2-1 up. Not many other opportunities before a goal apiece from Kavanagh and Martin made it a very comfortable one for Waterford in the end. So that keeps the pressure on Harps, and it looks to have all but relegated Longford Town this season, unfortunately.
Yeah, and that result too, that with Dundalk, they were beaten 2-1 by Drogheda. That means now Dundalk are second bottom. Do you see them being involved in the relegation battle, or will the fact they're out of Europe now help them push away from Waterford and Finn Harps?
Well, you know, they've been out of Europe now for 2 weeks, so they would have had more time to sort of settle down. They're in the relegation zone at the minute. Yes, they have a few games in hand, but, you know, you'd rather have the points on the board in that respect. Drogheda, you know, were full of value again for their win against Dundalk on Friday night. A brace from Mark Doyle, one either side of the half, you know, takes the bragging rights for the Louth club in the derby. Dairyman Michael Duffy pulled one back for Dundalk on the hour, but Drogheda held on to win the game 2-1. You know, and that's their first 1-6, and the defeat, as we say, puts Dundalk into the relegation zone.
Yeah, moving on to Saturday night then, in Derry City, they left it late tearing all 3 points against Sligo Rovers. Do you have them deserving winners?
It was a tough one because it was a game there wasn't too many great chances for Derry in the game. Sligo being in a horrible run of form, like they've lost their last six in all competitions. That's four in the league. That's what makes it seven after Derry's won last night. They were missing a few players. Greg Bulger, their captain, missed the game. So that meant that Neil Doyle had to referee the game on his own last night because he can be quite influential to Tom Bulger. Parks dropped to the bench. Johnny Kenny came in, for a start. And, Sligo found themselves behind with one down after 11 minutes. Joe Thompson smashed a rocket of a free kick past Ed McGinty from all of 30 yards to put the away side one up on the half hour. Sligo almost got themselves back. Back in the game after an underhit back pass from Boyce was picked up by Johnny Kenny, but Gartside denied the young Sligo striker. Sligo drew level just before the break with great work from Banks and Byrne down the right side, who found Kenny in the box and he converted to make it 1-1 at the break. The rest of the real chances in the second half did fall to Sligo again, combining Banks and Byrne down that side. Byrne this time gets his header on target and a great save from Gareth's side, but Kenny couldn't convert after that there. The winner came late on in the game from younger Melton man Ronan Boyce, who starts to move down the right-hand side, plays it wide to Fitzgerald, who had just come on. He crossed in the box, wasn't cleared properly by the Sligo defence. And there was Ronan Boyce to smash the ball into the roof of the net and get a sixth goal of the season for Derry, which has the younger Melton man in scintillating form. Six goals from right back. Derry are quite lucky to get him tied down to a new contract this season as well, because there'll be a lot of suitors looking to get his services in the future because he's just been unbelievable stuff.
Yeah, you mentioned Ronan Boyce netting the winner. He's having a great season in front of goal. Moving on then, so that's five league wins on the bounce for Derry and three for Harps. They play each other next weekend in the Cup. Surely that sets up a really mouthwatering clash.
Yeah, we were looking at that one a few weeks back and we were kind of thinking it could be an opportunity for Harps really to pick up and, something to look forward to. Their form has been great of late. As you mentioned there, Derry's form has been fantastic as well. So it sets up a real mouthwatering clash next Friday night and Balbuffet. And obviously, we see that fans are now able to back into the games. That seems to have helped Owl Abbey anyway this week. So hopefully next week with a few hundred Harps fans in there, maybe a few Derry fans as well, it'll set up a great tie.
And finally, Keith, who do you see coming out on top in that game?
It's a difficult one, as you say. Both teams in great form. It depends. It just depends who really wants it more on the night. We've seen, as you say, Owl Abbey's picked up in form. If we get Harps almost back to full strength, we had Siddiqui missing this week, but Ethan Boyle and Webster came in there and did really well. Again, it's a cup tie. Both teams will be going hell for leather for it. We see Harps moving up the table, as are Derry. So it really is a tough one to call, and I would take a brave man, and I'm not going to go for it this week. But I just hope that it's a real great game. It's a real great occasion for the fans to get back and support their teams.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a real great clash. Keith, thanks for joining us today on Sunday Sport.